Today, I wake up meditating on a word that is in the book of Revelation in chapter 2, verse 10. The last part of the text caught my attention because it has a lot to do with a strong word, but a word that today leads me to think very deeply about what I am doing or how I am seeing my life. Because I can simply live something and deceive myself about what I am doing. What I mean is, I put this example to you. When we were going to school, and at some point we did not go, and suddenly our parents thought that they sent us to school. And at some point, you did not go, but you found a partner on the way and you went to play soccer or do something else different than going to study. The next day, when you get to school, the teacher knows that you did not go. Here in the coast, we call him a person who took the cam, did not go to study. And as the teacher already knows, it just ends with the next tip. You guys, fool yourself here. I studied what I had to study. You are the ones in formation. And when life goes by, we realize that you were really right. How many things do we overlook? Or how many things are we doing in secret that we know are not right, but we think they are okay? Or we make ourselves believe them. We justify ourselves so we don't feel bad and that they are really okay because they bring one certain benefit. But before God, it's not correct. And at the end is where we find the results, consequences. And this word that I want to talk to you about is the word fidelity. And God gave a word in Revelation. I know that few people do not like to read this book, the book of Revelation. But this teaches us what is to come. And part of the message of this word is a message given to a church. To a church that is part of the seven churches, to whom a strong word is given. And to this church, says in this piece of the text, the last bit says, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Wow. God telling his church to be faithful. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Well, that means that not everyone will have the crown, or that some will not have it. This means that fidelity to God has a high degree of importance, esteem, and priority. That fidelity to God is very important, and we cannot think that we are faithful because we go to church on Sunday. Suddenly, some may say, "I have been attending church for 3, 5 to 10 years and I have not failed a Sunday. I have been faithful." No, it's not about that fidelity. It's not about that concept. Fidelity in God, it has to do with transparency. Integrity has productivity. In other words, understand what has been given to you. Manage it well. Put it into production. That the purpose of God is your life to be fulfilled. Then you will be called faithful man and woman to God. Fidelity in God is not about how much you are going to worship, or how many orphans you give, or how many titles you give. That is a part, but it is not everything. Fidelity, it's measured with integrity. It's measured with productivity that you have done with what was handed over to you. To be clearer, more sincere, God will measure your fidelity according to the question you give to this. When you are before His presence and God asks you, "What did you do with your life?" then the answer you give will tell you, "Good, faithful servant. In a little you were faithful. I will put you in much. Enter into the joy of the Lord." But nevertheless, if you do not answer the correct answer, perhaps the Lord's answer will be, "You were not faithful. You will not enter in the joy of the Lord." So we should ask ourselves. We should make a stop with all the things that we ask the Lord every day. Because we ask for a car, we ask for a house, we ask for healing, we ask for this, we ask for the other. Or because rather, we do not ask the Lord to show us if we are really being faithful. For example, in marriage. Are you being faithful in marriage? Because you can simply pretend you're at home, you live with your children, you live with that person, but your mind is somewhere else. Your heart somewhere else. There is no fidelity. You can be unfaithful in your company when you don't really do things the way you have to do. But you are always bleeding the company when they send you on a trip. You always put values higher. You are stealing. Do you know what that is called? Infidelity. Or the part of the economy in your marriage. It's tremendous when we want to live life according to our own conditions, or according to our own thinking or affirmation, or what we could call our own truth, because we live marriage as we consider it should be lived, not according to the biblical principles. And one of the biggest problems experienced in marriage is not the scarcity or the economic part, because there is no money, but because everybody wants to do. Mind the expression that I'm going to say. Do with your money as you want. And because I refer to your money, because understanding the divine order, it's no longer my money. It's no longer your money. Now it's our money. Now it is what God has given us to manage together, men and women, according to the order established by the Lord. Then there is the man who earns 3 million pesos. And his wife tells him that he only earns 1,500,000 and hides the rest. Or this woman who does not work, and she says to her husband, I only receive 600, and she keeps 400. Infidelity in finances, infidelity in people, infidelity, the opposite of being faithful. And don't tell me, Pastor, you have to understand us. You do not know. Do not come to me with excuses. Before God, there are no excuses. My desire is that you be saved. My desire is that you can understand that there is a better life than the one you are living. Now, you are a man who comes home and you try to hide what he does during the day. You don't call your house. You don't call to report in. You are playing with the secretary. You are playing with your co-worker. When you come to see, you have her on WhatsApp. They are already out, etc. And when you get home, you want to pretend that everything is fine. Infidelity. And not only that falls on men, but women too. You have someone. And forgive my expression. That warms your ear out there. And you like it. When you get home, you don't like nothing. Infidelity, infidelity. And we know that we have those doors open. We know that we are not faithful. We know that we are being unfaithful. And we keep hiding it. Because we are so. I don't want to say the word, but so silly. To think that it will never come to light. And to think that no one will discover it. And when you come to see in the end, a destructive consequence. You ended your children, you finished your house, you finished everything. The question is, why did you fool yourself? Why not put an end to things and do things in the correct order as God commands? You think that you will be in that job all your life doing, forgive my expression, the stupidity that you are doing, stealing time, stealing money from the company? You think you are going to stay? The Bible says that there is nothing hidden that should not come to light. You think that hiding behind a Bible and a worship every Sunday, you would justify mistreat your home, you would justify your drunkenness, you would justify infidelity, what you had with your house, what you had in the company, what you had in your integrity with God? I don't think. Please, let's stop thinking that going to a service on Sunday is the same as that saying. He who sins and prays tithes. We are so wrong. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. What level of fidelity are we manifesting? Perhaps you will say, I am not a pastor. I am a Christian. I am at church. I am fine. How faithful are you to God with the administration that he placed in your hand. Pastor, are you listening to me? How faithful are you to God with what God has put in your hand to manage? Because you have to understand, beloved pastor, servant, and friend. I speak to you as pastor. The church is not ours. It's the Lord's. We have to understand that we are friends of the husband and that the wife is not ours. It's of the husband. And God has put us to take care of her. I do not know if you are understanding me. So dear friend, pastor, are you listening to me? Are you doing things well? Do not think that being in a pulpit every day, laughing and giving a good word, the Lord is approving what you are doing. You have to be careful. How faithful are we to God? If the Lord called us now to His presence, we would be in judgment before Him and measured by our fidelity. Will we really reach to be justified by Him? Now, if Christ governs our life, fidelity would be one of the fruits that would stand out the most in us. And when you are faithful to God, you are faithful to others. And do not know how to be faithful to God, being productive, managing well what He has placed in your hand. In other words, managing well the life He has given you, transparency, integrity, not only publicly, but privately. And it would touch many other things, habits, things that we have hidden there, a double life that we appear. Really? Do you consider that to live? But today, there is an opportunity to let go. Today is the opportunity to recognize. David learned it in Psalms 51, says the word. He wrote, "You love the truth in your heart, and in secret, you make me know wisdom." Perhaps this is the moment for us to stop. We agree with God. We are faithful. God is looking for faithful. Are you? Are you on time? Thank you, Father, for your word. You are faithful, Lord, and how great a love you have for us, that even though we fail and are unfaithful, you continue being faithful. Help us to do it, Lord, and that our behavior begins to change, just as the way in which we think, that we begin to really understand that you have called us to be faithful, faithful workers to honor you, Lord, faithful in resources, faithful in the money you put in our hands, faithful in managing the house and managing the marriage, faithful in managing the resources you put into work, in the company you have given us, faithful in moving in the ministry you have given us, faithful in everything, integrity, Lord, transparency. And today is the moment. We are in your presence. We can hear from you. Good, faithful servant, you were faithful in little, I will put you in much. Enter the joy of the Lord. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Today he sends you a very special hug. And remember, God is looking for the faithful. Are you one of them? Bless it.